We got to the bottom of Nun Gimel Beis, the very last line. So we just had a story that Ula was writing with Rabbi Bar Rechan and Rabbi Abba. And Rabbi Abba said over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the only time that you say Havdalah is Matzah Shabbos. So Ula gave a look at Rabbi Bar Rechan, and Rabbi Bar Rechan, assuming that Rabbi Abba got that from Rabbi Bar Chana. So Rabbi Bar Chana said, no, I never said that you only say Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. I said a different thing, that when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, even though it's on Shabbos, places that had a meaning not to light Neiris, so they don't light even on Shabbos. And therefore I said over there, don't light Neiris until Matzah Shabbos. And it was just misunderstood. He thought that I meant to say that Matzah Shabbos you light because of Havdalah. All I meant to say is that you light Matzah Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur itself. So then Rabbi Yechanan, then Ula said, that I can accept. That Taka Rabbi Yechanan said. So Rabbi Yosef commented about this story. Kari Rabbi Yosef said about this story, Mayim Amukim, Eitzah B'Levish. The Eitzah that's in the heart of a person is like deep waters. Is the Ish Tevuna. However, a person that has Bina, then Yidlena, he would be able to draw it out. He would be able to understand it. So Mayim Amukim Eitzah B'Levish Zeh Ula. Mayim Amukim Eitzah B'Levish, that's referring to Ula. Because Ula just gave a look. He didn't say what he meant. It was deep inside him, so to say, what the purpose beyond the look was. But Rabbi Baruch Hanna, who was an Ishtvuna, so he was able to draw out and he was able to understand what Ula meant, even though Ula never explained himself, he just gave that look. Either way, the Gemara explains, the Inuki Mansvarua, both, it seems to over here, that both Rabbi Baruch Hanna and Ula weren't willing to accept that the only time that you say Havdalah, by Havdalah, is Matzah Shabbos. So who do they hold like? That it's not limited to Matzah Shabbos. Ki hadam Rabbi Yonah bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yonah bar Yefes says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mevorchen al Ar, you make a bracha on Eish, Beim Matzah Shabbos, Beim Matzah Yom Kippur. Whether it's Matzah Shabbos, or whether it's Matzah Yom Kippur, V'chein Amad Abar. And that's the meaning of everybody. You go outside and see what the meaning is. Everybody makes a bar Mereish on Matzah Yom Kippur as well. Meisvei, the Brisa says, you only make a Bar Me'esh on Matzah Shabbos, and the reason is, because on Shabbos you didn't have Hanah from the fire the whole time. If that was the case, then Yom Kippur would be the same. But rather, the reason why you make a Bar Me'esh on Matzah Shabbos is because fire was created, like we'll see soon in our Gemara, fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. The Kivan Sheroya, as soon as you see the fire Mavarach Miyad, you make the bracha right away. I mean, you don't wait, according to this first sheet, you don't wait to make as part of the Havdalah ceremony and do it together with the rest of Havdalah. As soon as you see the first fire, Matzah Shabbos, right away you make the Bar Me'esh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Saidun Alakais. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't make it right away, you together with the kais that you make Havdalah, so you make it as part of that order. You do it together with the rest of Havdalah. V'amar Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan said, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. But bottom line, the Braisa said that the only time you make Bar Me'esh is Matzah Shabbos, not Matzah Yom Kippur. Akash and Rabbi Bar Brachana and Ula. So the Gemara, Akash kam be'or Shabbos kam be'or ha'yotzei min ha'itzim u'min ha'avonim. Once talking about an Arsha Shabbos, the fire was a fire that was around the entire Shabbos of the entire Yom Kippur. So then the reason to make a Bar Me'esh is because this is a fire that was here the whole time and you weren't able to have enough with it the past 24 hours and now you're allowed to have enough from it. So that's one reason to make Havdalah, and that reason applies both to a regular month of Shabbos and also to Yom Kippur. So if you have an Arsha Shabbos, so then Anachanami, you make a Bar Me'esh, even Matzah Yom Kippur. However, if it's a new fire that you kindled, you lit on Matzei Shabbos, so then such a fire, if it's not an Arsha Shava, so on Matzei Shabbos, that you have the other reason that you have Chilas Briyos Lemina Eish. So such a fire, you can make a Bar Meraish on a Matzei Shabbos, even though it's not Shabbos. Masha Eken on Matzei Yom Kippur, that you don't have that. Svar Matzei Yom Kippur. Matzei Yom Kippur could be any random day in the week. It doesn't have to be necessarily Matzei Shabbos. Therefore, you don't have this svar that Tchilas Briyasei of Eish was Matzei Yom Kippur. So the only other reason you could make a bracha on Eish is because it was a Ner Shabbos. So if that's the case, if you don't have a Ner Shabbos, you don't make a Matzei Yom Kippur. And that was the case of the Brisa.
Ner Shabbos is the bracha is what? You're happy that you.
You couldn't use the fire for the past 24 hours. So the light you have from it, for some reason that's not enough. But that's not called using the fire. That's indirect. I can't light the fire. We need hanah from it when you make the bracha. But the bracha is being made that more than just that you see the fire, that you could actually do the fire. Meaning either you could kindle it or you could cook with it.
It's much bigger bracha.
I know, but this is a new the way the Rishonim explained it. This is a new fire. Mashenkin, the other fire, this fire has been here the whole time, and I couldn't use it. Now I could use it. So that's where the bracha comes. I'm Matzei Yom Kippur. Mashenkin, Matzei Shabbos. You're making a bracha not because of that you weren't able to use the fire the whole time. You're making a bracha because fire was created in Matzei Shabbos. So no matter what that.
It should be a mile to have a Nesha Shabbos Matzei Shabbos also.
Because you have two reasons.
But
I guess since the Iker reason is the other reason that I was never Matzei Shabbos, I don't know anybody who's
Machpir.
So theoretically, when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, theoretically you don't need a Neresh Shabbos. It happens to be the minig is to make a Neresh Shabbos always Yom Kippur. The same way that, let's say, this year when we're going to burn. Erev Shabbos Chametz, we burn it during Kedem Zman Eser, not even though it's the 13th, it's not the 14th. Right, so every Matzei Yom Kippur, the minig is to use it, but theoretically, if you don't have one, you can make Avdalah without one. You don't have to make yourself a sugar to find one, because since it's Matzei Shabbos, then you have the other reasons to make Avdalah. Tani Chada. Alright, Yitzim Min Avonim. A fire that was kindled now from new wood, new stones. Mevarchem Alev, you could make a Bar Meresh. The Tani Chada and the other Brisa says, hey, Mevarchem Alev, you can't make a Bar Meresh. Lekasha, Kama Matzei Shabbos, Kama Matzei Yom Kippur. Based on what we just said before, it's Matanas Tira, Ah, Matzei Shabbos, it could be even a new fire. Mashe, Kama Matzei Yom Kippur, it's Dafka, if it's a Ner Shashalas. Going back to the other machlokes that we spoke about, what is the proper time to make a Bar Meresh? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Mefazron. Rebbe used to scatter them out, meaning he wouldn't make him all part of one Havdalah ceremony. Whenever the first time Matzei Shabbos he got an Eish, he made a Bar Meresh. When the first time he got Besamim, he made a Bar Meresh Besamim. He didn't necessarily make it together with the Havdalah Alakais. Reb Chiya Mechansan, however, Reb Chiya would gather them all together, do them all at once when he made Avdalah Alakais. Or Reb Yitzchak Avdimi, Avishar Rebbe Mefazon, even though Rebbe himself scattered out the brachas, meaning he made a Bar Meresh, a Bar Meresh, as soon as they were available to him, he didn't wait till he made Avdalah Alakais. Chodim Mesodim Alakais, he said them again, Ala Seder, when he made Avdalah Alakais. Because he still had to be mighty the rest of the people of his household. So they didn't yet make a Bar Meresh or a Bar Minei B'Salim. So he made those brachas again to be mighty them. We're assuming that on Matzah Shabbos, the reason why you make a Bar Meresh, even if it's not an Erev Shabbos, because the Iker reason that you make a Bar Meresh Matzah Shabbos is because fire, like we said before, fire was created in Matzah Shabbos. In fact, the more is that so, or the Matzah Shabbos, every fire was created in Matzah Shabbos, Vatanya. Asar Devarim Nivru B'Erev Shabbos. There was 10 things that were created during Bria Sa'ilam, on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashas, during Bein HaShemashas, the Eluhain, Be'er, the Be'er of Miriam, that gave water to Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, Vamon, the Mon, the Keshis is the rainbow, That's three. Ksav u'michtav. So there's a different pshatim in the Mishnah over here, but the pshat that Rashi likes is the letters of the luchos is ksav. The michtav is the engraving tool that were used to make those letters. Valuchis, the luchos themselves. So that's another three. That's six. The kirish of Moshe, the kaver of Moshe Rabbeinu. The ma'ara sha'amen by Moshe Ve'Eliyo, and the ma'ara that Moshe Rabbeinu was on when he went up to Sinai, and that when Hashem gave him the Yud Gimel Sharachim, and that same ma'ara was where Eliyo went also to that ma'ara. So that ma'ara was created during Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes. That's eight so far. Psichas Pi also in the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bilam. Upsichas Pi Aretz, and the opening of the earth. Livloyas Rishayim to swallow up Adas Kerev. So that's ten. Nechemiah Oimer Mishumav. Nechemiah said in the name of his father Afaor. Also, fire was created on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes by a parrot and a mule. Meaning, according to this pshat, we'll see other shitas later on. But according to this pshat, ain't called chavash tachas hashamish. So it can't be that later on someone breeded two animals together and created a mule. It had to be that there was one that was originally there mishas sheshes mebreishes, and that was created there of shalos ben hashmashes. Rabbi Yishiyam mishum aviv afa ayol the ayol of the akedas Yitzchak. Vashamir, which is the worm that they use to cut the stones of the Cheshin and the Ephod and the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, that worm was created also Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afatzvas. Tongs were also created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes. Because Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Tzvas abitzvas amisalga. Because the only way to make a piece of metal, a metal tool, let's say tongs, is you have to have another tongs, because you have to hold it and hold it over the fire, melt it till it's soft, and then bang it out into the shape that you need. So you need one set of tongs in order to make a second set of tongs. Maybe it would burn, I don't know. Utzvas akamais aman avid. So how did the first one ever get made? Halai, very b'nei shemaimu. So it has to be that the first one was made min hashemayim, was made during Bias Ha'ilam, and therefore we'll say that it was made Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes. Amalei, so on that the Chacham said back to him, no, Eshe Yaseh B'Defus, you can make a mold, V'Yikavena Kevan, and make it like that right away, because you could take molten metal, pour it into the mold, and when it solidifies, it becomes a tongue. So Lav Dafka, it had to be made B'Dei Shemayim, because Lav Dafka has to be made I.D. another pair of tongues. So halai beri bidei adam hu. So for emes, you could say that it's a beri bidei adam. It wasn't a beri bidei shemayim. But either way, what do we see? That or was created matzah Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Erev Shabbos. So says the not matzah Shabbos. So says the Gemara. Lekasha haba or didan haba or digehenim. Our fire, the fire that we have in our world, that was created matzah Shabbos. Masha enkin, the fire of Gehenim. That's what this price of means was created on Erev Shabbos.
Or did we just answer that's Reb Nechemia? We don't know. I mean, like,
yeah, the Gemara could have Be'etzim said that. I think this. The Gemara is trying to say it according to everybody. The Gemara is trying to gain. That's like right. Yeah, that's more of a, like a last resort. Yeah.
But there is a machlekes here because
there's definitely a machlekes, but you're going to say that Reb Nechemia didn't hold to make a Bermeish by Abdallah. You're right, we have no problem saying that that's Reb Nechemia and we don't hold like Reb Nechemia. But what, Reb Nechemia doesn't hold of Avdallah? Matzah Shabbos? So.
No, maybe
it would
be like
a or you would need an Erev Shabbos, right? So the Gemara would rather say that even Reb Nechemia could agree, right? Yeah. So are the Gehenim, are the from Matzah Shabbos? Are the Gehenim is Erev Shabbos? Frankly, more of are the Gehenim Erev Shabbos? The fire of Ganon was created, Ivri was created in our Shabbos on Tanya. We have a different Baisa. The Baisa says, Shiva Devarim, seven things Nivru Kaidim Shinivru Ailam. Seven things were created before Briyas Ailam, the Eluhain. Torah, Tshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, that's four. Kisei Akavi, Beis HaMikdosh, Shmoshel Mashiach. Torah, how do you know Torah was created before Briyas Ailam? Tichsiv, this is a pasuk talking, the Torah speaking, so to say, Hashem Kanani Reishis Darkai. So this was the Reishis Darkai. This was the one of the first things that Hashem did. This is before before He created the world. Tshuva, this the Teramar Miladu. The pasuk says before the mountains were made, meaning before Bris Olam, it says in the following pasuk, Tashav Enesh Adaka, the person should do tshuva until he is medaka, until he crushes his nefesh. So what do we see? The tshuva was made before Bris Olam. Batam Shuvah B'nei Adam. Gan Eden, how do you know Gan Eden was made before Bris Olam? To say Vayit Hashem Elikim, Hashem planted Gan Be'edem Mikedem. Mikedem means from beforehand, from before Bris Olam. Gehenim, the Sivki Arch Me'esmal Tifta. Tifta is one of the names of Gehenim, and it says that it was made Me'esmal from yesterday, meaning from before the Bria Sailam. Kisi HaKavir, Ubeis HaMikdash, the Siv, because it says Kisi HaKavir Maroim, the Kisi HaKavir which is high up in Shemaim, Merishin, again, from beforehand, it was there from before Bria Sailam, from all the way back. Makim Mikdashenu, and also the Makim of the Mikdash, so we see that both of these, the Kisi HaKavod and the Mikdash, were from before Bris Olam. And finally, Shmoy Shem Mashiach, Tichsiv Yehi Shmoy La'olam, his name shall be La'olam. So La'olam means forever. It always, Lifnei Shemesh Yinan Shmoy, and before the sun was already made, his name was already there. So it was there even before Bris Olam. So how can you say the fire of Gehenna was created in Erev Shabbos, which is part of, in the middle of Bris Olam, the sixth day of Bris Olam? According to what we're saying now, it was created before Bria Sailam. So after the Imara, Ami Chalalahu the Nivra Kaidim Shinivra Oilam, the space of Gehenim, where Gehenim is going to be, that was made before Bria Sailam, and that's the second price. So, already day, but the fire of Gehenim, the method that they're going to use over there to punish the Rishayim, the Erev Shabbos, that wasn't created until Erev Shabbos. The fire of Gehenna was made on Erev Shabbos. Ivri was created on Erev Shabbos. Matanya, we have a different baisa. Rabbi Yosi, I'm Arish Shabbara, Kaddish Baruch B'Shei B'Shabbos. The fire that Hashem created on the second day of creation, on Monday, is a fire that doesn't get ever extinguished. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, V'yotzu V'ro B'Figri Anoshem HaPoishim B'i, they'll go out and they'll see the bodies, the corpses of those people that rebelled against me. Thomas, the worm that eats them up will never die. And the fire that's burning them will never get extinguished. This is referring to the fire of Gehenim that punishes the Rishayim. It's a fire that never gets extinguished. And what did the Brisa say? It was made on Yom Sheni. It was made on Monday. The son of Rabbi Ula said, how come on the second day of Bria Sa'ilam it doesn't say Vayar Hashem Kitayv as it does on all the other days? Because on that day the fire of Gehenna was created, so it wasn't Kitayv. Even though Hashem directly didn't want to say Kitayv on the fire of Gehenna, but Hashem was calling it together with everything else, the Shishi on the sixth day of Bris Olam, because it says on the sixth day, Hashem saw everything He created, including the fire of Gehenim, and it was very good. Because even though it's a harsh thing, but it serves its purpose. It's good in the way that it's used to punish the Rishayim. Ella, so bottom line, we see that it was made on Monday, not on Erev Shabbos Beinish Moshes. So Ella, you have to say like this: Chalal of the Chalal of Gehenim, the cavity, the space where Gehenim occupies, that was created already. Kaidim Shenivra Olam, like we said before. Already day, the fire of Gehenim B'Sheni B'Shabbes was made on Sheni B'Shabbes. Already done, the fire that we have in this world, B'Mashava Alali Baris B'Erev Shabbes, the Mashava to create it took place on Erev Shabbos, and that's what it means. It's part of the things that were created on Erev Shabbos means because the Mashava of its creation was already made on Erev Shabbos. The Lanira Matzah Shabbos, but didn't actually come out until Matzah Shabbos. The Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Shnei Dvarim Olam Mashava, two things Hashem had in Mashava, the Baris Erev Shabbos to create on Erev Shabbos. The Nivru on Matzah Shabbos, but practically they weren't created until Matzah Shabbos. Hashem gave das into Adam Arishon. Me'ein dugma shomaro, similar to the day Elyon, that was used to create Bria Sa'ilam. The Eli Shnei Avonim that he chapped to take two stones, the Tachan Zubazu, and rubbed them against each other, the Yasam Mar, and created fire from that. that was thing number one. And thing number two, he took two animals, a horse and a donkey, and he put them together. The Yosef Mayhem parrot, and he created a mule from them. So those two things were all of them on Shabbos to create an Erev Shabbos, but they weren't actually created till Matzah Shabbos, because for whatever reason Hashem had a cheshbon to do it through Adam Arishon, and therefore he gave that day into Adam Arishon to do it on Matzah Shabbos, and that's when he created the fire and he created a mule. Rav Shimon Gamliel, I mean, no. Parrot b'mei Anah hoyab. The mule wasn't created till the days of Anah. Shenemar. Who Anna Asher Motzah as Hayyemim Amidbar? This is going through the Sarah Dairis from all their children that they had before the Mabul. From all, so it says over there, Who Anna Asher Motzah as Hayyemim Amidbar? This is between Noach and Avraham Avinu. So it says over there, Who Anna? This is Anna Asher Motzah as Hayyemim Amidbar. That found the Yemen, the mules, in the Midbar. So Darshei Chamura Sayarmin, the ones that Darshan, the Psukim that are Sosim, they used to explain, Anna Pasla, Anna was a Mamzer. We'll see soon, Rashi and Chumash brings this as well, that Anna was a Mamzer. He was created, his own brother was Mizana with his mother, and that's how, and he was born from that marriage, that relation. So he was a mamzer, the fikach evi pasul vaylam, and that's why he created a species of mamzerim. He made it a horse and a donkey, and he created mules out of that. Shenemar, how do we know he was a mamzer? Shenemar, like it says, ele b'nei Seir acheri, these are the children of Seir. And it says in the end of that pasuk, loitan shayvot tziva v'ana. So it sounds like Anna is A, the son of Seir, and B, the brother of Tzivan. Uksiv, but then it says further in that parasha, Ela b'nei Tzivan v'ayivana, that I and Anna were the sons of Tzivan. So how do you reconcile that? El malam shebot Tzivan al imay, that Tzivan was Mizana with his mother, v'hedem v'mena Anna. And Anna was born from that marriage. V'dumot shrei Anna havo, how do you know? Maybe it was two different Annas. He had a brother named Anna, and he had a son named Anna. Says the Gemara, no. Rava answered, Amina Milsa, I said a pshat, the Shvar Malka Leomer, that's such a good pshat, that even Shvar Malka didn't say such a good pshat. Umano, and who was Rava referring to when he gave someone that title of Shvar Malka, Shmuel, he was referring to Shmuel. We see many times that Shmuel was referred to in the Gemara as Shvar Malka, because we know Hilchos like Shmuel, but Dine, we pass him like Shmuel in Din, so his word in Dine Mishpat is final, just like when the Melech makes a Gzeira, a Chayk in Mamnus, it's final. Yigad Ami, others say, Amar Rapapa was the one who said, Aminim Milsa, I said, Achid is the Shmur Malka, Liyama, that even Shmur Malka didn't say. Umar, when Rapapa was referring to Shmur Malka, who did he refer to? He was referring to Rava, his Rabbi Rava. But either way, the Pshat was, Amar Kra, Hu Ana. It says, Hu Ana Asher Motzah Sayyem Asadah. So, Hu Ana says it's the same Ana. Hu Ana the Meikar. It's this Ana over here that we say is one of the sons of Tzivain is not a different Ana. It's the same Ana that we just mentioned in the puzzle before that was the brother of Tzivain. And from here we see that thing that Ana was a Mamzer. Tarabanan. Another Braisa says, Asadah Devam Niru Bereshavas Benesh Moshes Ve'eluhain. So the ten that we mentioned are the same, but just the Yesh Ayimim's over here are going to be different than the Yesh Ayimim's of the first Brisa. The Eilu and the following are the ten. Be'er, Mon, Keshes, Haksav, Amechtav, Aluchais, Kimer, Shamayisha, Marash, Amon, Bamayisha, Ve'liyo, Psicha, Pia, Asen, Upsichas, Pia, Arat, Ve'yers, Rishayim. The Yesh Ayimim. Others add, Ath, Makle, Shar, Aaron, the Makle that Aaron had, that eventually by the whole Machloikis with Kairach, they put it into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it sprouted flowers and fruit and almonds. So that makkah was created in Shabbos Benesh Moshes Kedah, together with its almonds, with its ability to grow the almonds and its flowers. And others say Af Mazikim. The Mazikim were created on Shabbos Benesh Moshes. Others say Af Bigdai Shel Adam Arishon, the special cloak that Adam Arishon wore, which is the one that eventually Nimrod got, like it says that he was a Gibra Tzayid, And then, as we know from the Midrashim, that Esav killed Nimrod, and Esav got it from Nimrod. That was the big day Chamudos that he kept by Rivka, that Rivka gave to Yaakov when he went to get the brachas from Yitzchak. So that beged was made on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes.
Tana Rabbanan. You're saying the Esav got it also.
After Yaakov. He gave it, that was the Ksenis Pasim, according to some. According to some, right, yes. Tana Rabbanan. Shiva Devarim Mechusim Mibnei Adam. There's seven things that are covered from people that people can't figure out. People don't know when they are or what they are. Eluhing, Yoma Misa, no one ever knows when he's going to die. Yoma Nechama, no one ever knows when he's going to have Nechama from his worries, from his sorrows. Oymekadin, Rashi over here has two pshatim. Either it means Choshen Mishpat. Most people, it's very hard to get din correctly. Most people are Toya in it. So therefore, it's like something that's Mechusim in the other. Most people can't get it right. Or it means the Oymek Adin of Asad Lava. No one knows all the Cheshbanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the Amkus that has to go into it and how it affects this and how it affects that and how much Kavana and so on and so forth. So Oymek Adin is something that people can't figure out, don't know. Then, number four, Ein Adam Yodei Ma B'Libo Shel Chaver. No one could know what another person is thinking. Ve'Ein Adam Yodei B'Ma Mistakver. A person doesn't know what type of Parnassus they'll be successful. Some people do things that on paper should work out well, and it doesn't work out. And some people do silly things and end up being very matzliach with it. U'Malchus Beis David, Masi Tachzer, when Malchus Beis David will return. And finally, Malchus Chayavis, the Malchus HaRashah, which is referring to Edom, Masi Tichla, when will it be destroyed? Tanur Abalon, Gimel Devarim Alu B'Machshavos, three things Hashem had Machshava Libaros to create. Vimlay Alu, and even if Hashem wouldn't have had B'Machshava to create them, Dinu Shiyalu, they would have needed been created anyway. I mean, these things are things that are very integral to the Bris Olam, and they, even if it wasn't Alu B'Machshava to create it right away, they would have had to eventually be done. And they are Alamei Sheyasriach, on a mace that he should decompose, he should rot. Because if a mace doesn't rot, then people would never want to bury their mace. They would want to keep it around, and then they'll never get past it. They'll never move on. And similarly, that a mace, after a while, is forgotten from the tzara from his relatives. And the same point, in this way they can move on. Even on grain, that it should rot, because if grain wouldn't rot, it wouldn't have a shelf life, so the people would hoard all the farmers would hoard all the grain for themselves, they would never sell it, and there would be a famine in the world, many people wouldn't be able to get food. But now that you can't keep it anyway, so people sell it off to other people, and there's a market for grain, and everybody can have food. Others say, there's another thing, is that there should be coins in the world, there should be a currency, because otherwise commerce wouldn't, even though especially in those days, it was much more barter than now. But without currency, the world, the commerce wouldn't be able to run properly. Malkim she'na'agu las is malacha v'tisha b'av. A place that had a minute to do malacha on tisha b'av, oisim. So then you're allowed to do malacha in such a place. Malkim she'na'agu sholei las is malacha. In a place that the minute was not to work on tisha b'av, ain't oisim. So that's also a minute in such a place, they can't do malacha. V'kal malkim, even in a place that it was Nagul Lassi's Malacha, Talmid HaKham V'Telem, but the Talmid HaKham don't do work. Rav Shimon Gamliel, La'imer, La'ilam, Yasa Adam Asmi Talmid HaKham, a person should always act as a Talmid HaKham, meaning to say, Rav Shimon says that if a person, even a regular person who's not a Talmid HaKham, if he decides not to work on Tisha B'Av, it's not considered URO. Certain things we tell you, if you're not holding on that Madrega, it's considered Gaiva to do them. This is not considered Gaiva, and the Gemara will explain why that is so. Amar Shmuel, said Shmuel, ain't Tainas Tzibur b'bavel, ela Tisha B'Av. The Chaymer of Tainas Tzibur, you don't have in Bavel, with the exception of Tisha B'Av Bavad. Meaning, in Bavel was a very wet area, so a Tainas Geshomim, they never usually had, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, where it was normal to have a Tainas Geshomim. A Tainas on any other Tzara, it's Mavur Mesechus Tainas, even though it's a Tainas for a Tzara, it doesn't have the Chaymer of all the Tainas that they made on Geshomim. The only other Tainus, said Shmuel, that ever had such a, has the chaymer of a Tainus Sibra is Tisha B'Av. So in Bavel, the only Tainus Sibra you'll ever have is Tisha B'Av. Says the Gemara, remember, is this to say, the Shavu Shmuel Tisha B'Av Ben HaShmashah Shalei Aser, that on Tisha B'Av you can't even do Malacha during Ben HaShmashah, even though it's not yet Vaday night. because he's medamet to Tanis Sibur, and as of now we're assuming that Tanis Sibur as well, Ben Hashmashas is Aser. The Amr Shmuel, I Shmuel said, Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmashas Shalei Mutter, that he, Shmuel said beferish that Ben Hashmashas of Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do Malacha, only once it's Vadi Laila, you can't do Malacha. V'chita, maybe you're going to tell me, because Amr Shmuel called Tanis Sibur Ben Hashmashas Shalei Mutter, so maybe you'll tell me, yeah, Enechinami, Shmuel holds that Ben Hashmashas, you could do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, but he holds Vadi Anatayat Sibur, Anatayat for Kishom, you could do Malacha Ben Hashmashas. Says the one that can't be because we're not tonight because we learned in a Mishnah Maseches Tainis. With regard to the Tainis of Geshamim, they could only eat while it's still day, meaning till Shkia. Lemutim, what's that coming to exclude? Lav Lemutim, Benish Moshes. So Pashas is coming to say that once it's Benish Moshes, you can't eat because even Benish Moshes, the Isser already begins on a Tainis Libra. So if that's the case, it's not like Tisha B'Av. Means to say you could only eat by day, lafuki, that you can't eat at night, because over there the Mishnah Tainis was coming to explain that they made three sets of Tainis on Gisham. The first three, then the second three, and then the final seven. So the first ones, it was like most of the Tainis we have, that the Tainis starts in the morning. So over there, and you're allowed to eat a whole night. So over that which we said by the later ones, that it's that you can only eat while it's still day, but not at night. It's only coming out at night, but it doesn't mean to say literally you have to stop me by yom and even be in a shmashas is aser. So Anachanami, according to Shmuel, both Tisha B'Av and Tainis Sibur are mutter ben shmashas. Let's bring a riot to Shmuel. It says ain't be Tisha B'Av liyom kippurim. There's no chiluk between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Elish is that sveikei aser, is that sveikei mutter, that on Yom Kippur Safik is Aser, whereas on Tisha B'Av Safik is Mutter. My Safik, what's the Safik that we're referring to? My Safik is Mutter, La Benish Mashas, meaning every Benish Mashas, which is Safik if it's still day or Safik if it's already night. So in Yom Kippur, Benish Mashas is Aser. Masha Engen on Tisha B'Av, Benish Mashas is Mutter. There's a Raya Tishmul that says on Tisha B'Av Benish Mashas is Mutter. Says the Gemara Loi, that's not what it means. Rather, Kida Amar Rav Shisha B'Rei Ravidi, Lekiva Diyarka. What it means to say is if you have a Safik of the Yuma. So the Rishonim explained earlier doesn't mean to say that in Bavel they kept Yom Kippur out 2 days out Sekhet Yuma, because it says Beferish in the Gemara that they didn't. But it means to say someone had a real Sekhet Yuma, someone was traveling to somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and he wasn't where they heard from the Shluchim, so he Taka would have to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. Masha'eg and Tisha B'Av, he wouldn't have to keep 2 days. So just so the Yachas will explain this Mishnah as well, that it says is referring to the Safik of Sekha the Yuma. Dosh Rava. Ubra is pregnant women, Umanikris or nursing women. Misanis, they have to fast, Umashlimis Bayan, and finish the Tainis on Tisha B'Av. Even though of many fasts they're potter from, but in this fast, Tisha B'Av, they have to fast and even finish the fast. Kedarash and Misanis and Mashlimis Yom Kippur, the same way that the Mechuyu to fast and finish the fast on Yom Kippur. Ubeinash Mashi Shalai Aser. And Beinash Mashi is Aser. Not like we were saying before, according to Shmuel, that Benish Moshes is Mutter. He held that Benish Moshes is also. And so too they said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that the Benish Moshes of Tisha B'Av is Aser. Fracting more me, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, did Rabbi Yechanan say that? I have Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Tisha B'Av ain't a Tainis Sibur. Tisha B'Av is not as Chomer as a Tainis Sibur. So what did Rabbi Yechanan mean when he said that? My love. Wasn't he trying to say the Benish Moshes that Tainis Sibur is Taka also Benish Moshes, because he'll learn the Mishnah that we said literally before, that you could only Aichel v'sheis v'mibayim lafuki benesh moshes, and that's what he was coming to say, that Tainis Sibur is also benesh moshes, but Tisha B'Av is not also benesh moshes. So now we have a stira in Rabbi Yechanan, because over here Rabbi Yechanan is saying that Tisha B'Av is also benesh moshes. So it says, when he said that Tisha B'Av is more kulavik than Tainis Sibur, he meant to say, because on Tainis Sibur you're not allowed to do malacha, whereas Tisha B'Av you're allowed to do malacha, at least b'makam shenag ulas is malacha. How can you say he means malacha? Malacha tanina. You don't need Shmuel to tell you that you're allowed to do Rabbi Yechanan to tell you that you're allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. That's our Mishnah. Makom shenagel lasim malacha b'Tisha B'Av isim. Makom shenagel shalei lasim zayin isim. But even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said that even b'makom shenagel la'olam yasa adam atzmi talmud chacham, everybody should act like a talmud chacham, he didn't mean to say that it's also across the board. that if a person wants to be machmer and not do malacha, it's not a problem that it looks like gaiva. But he never said that it's also to do malacha. If a person wants to do like the minimum malacha and do malacha, he's allowed to. So you don't need Rabbi Yechon to tell us that Tisha B'Av is mutter to do malacha. It's our Mishnah. So rather, we'll say a different shot. What did Rabbi Yechon mean when he said that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tana Tzibur? Letzios Nila, because in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Tainis, it's mevor that on the Tana Tzibur by the Tainis of the Gesham they daven Nila. Masha Enkin on Tisha B'Av they only do Shachas Mechamar. There was no Letzios Nila. Frankly, Gemara Levash of the Amar Rabbi Yechon didn't Rabbi Yechon say elsewhere Levash is Bal Adam Behoilah Kol Hayom Kulei that a person should daven a whole day. And therefore, even though it means to say whenever a person is suffic, mina suffic, he should daven, then they can't just stam daven all day. But wherever there's some type of inyan to daven, there would already be a halavai a person should daven. So if Tisha B'Av is in any way daimut or tainat sibur, that in itself would be a reason to daven neither. So says the Gemara, hasam chayva on a tainat sibur, he's mechuyu to daven neither. If you're coming on the Tisha B'Av mitzvah, the svara of halavaya, a person should daven all day. So there would be a reshus. There might be an inyan to daven nila, but it wouldn't be a chayv. What do you mean that he said that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tana Tzibur? Less than varba, because on a Tana Tzibur in Shemoneh Esrei they added 6 brachas. They said 24 brachas, whereas on Tisha B'Av you only say regular Shemoneh Esrei. Rapapa said a third shot. My ena ketana sibra ena kurishrenis. When we said ena ketana sibra, until now we were saying it doesn't have the chaymer of the last 7 of the tana sibra. Pum fakert. It means it doesn't have the kulus of the first sets of tanias. Elak achwenis. Rather, it's like the achwenis vasura, and it's taka aser. Benesh moshes, just like the achwenis are also benesh moshes. And that's good for what Rabbi Yechon meant to say. And then, if that's the case, it's mamash Rabbi Yechon l'shitasi who said that it's aser. The Mishnah we quoted before, the difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is that Suffolk on Tisha B'Av is mutter. So my Sveik and mutter, what does it mean that Suffolk on Tisha B'Av is mutter? La Benish Moshe. So we see Shaloi. It means to say that the Benish Moshe of Tisha B'Av is mutter. Akasha on Rabbi Yechanan. Says the Umar, the same test we had before. Amar Rishisha B'Av Ravidi. Loi, what it means is L'kivid Yarko, the Sveik of the Yuma of Tisha B'Av is mutter, whereas on Yom Kippur it's Aser. So the Gemara's Vedai called the Chol Shah Dvar Mitzvah that Lagabi everything else, Zevazer Shavin, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are the same. If that's the case, Misayel or Belozer, it's a writer of Belozer, Damar Belozer, also Leila Adam Shiashin, it's Boy Mayim and Tisha B'Av. It's not only that bathing is also on Tisha B'Av, you can't touch water whatsoever. You can't even put your finger into water on Tisha B'Av. Kidarisha also, Lahisha, it's Boy Yom Kippur, in the same way that a person can't put his finger into water on Yom Kippur. So that's, we see a ride to that from the fact that we say Emen Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur with the exception of Sveikoi. Meisvei Emen Tisha B'Av L'Tainas Sibra El Shazer also Basiyas Malacha was that Mutter Basiyas Malacha. The other Bryce we quoted before, the difference between Tisha B'Av and Tainas Sibra is that Tainas Sibra is also Basiyas Malacha and Tisha B'Av is Mutter Basiyas Malacha. The Malkam Shenagu Halachal Devarim Smashal Lagabi everything else Devarim Shalim Tisha B'Av is equal to Tainas Sibur. The Ilu Gabi Tainas Sibur, whereas by Tainas Sibur Tani the Brisa says Kishe Amru Asa Rechitza, that which is also to do Rechitza in Tainas Sibur Loyam Rala Kol Gufa, that means you can't bathe your entire body. I have a pun of the other Raglav Loy. There was no way to wash pun of the other Raglav. So Kolshkin, there's no way to put your finger in water. So how can you say on Tisha B'Av there's an Isser to put your finger in water if we said it's the same as Tainas Sibur? Rapapa says, Rapapa, Tana Kuli Kuli Katani. Both Aim Bains are saying the coolest, meaning Aim Bain Tisha B'Av the Yom Kippur means Tisha B'Av is not more kuladik than Yom Kippur, with the exception of Sveikai, and Tisha B'Av is not more kuladik with the Tana Sibur, with the exception of Malacha. But Chumris, maybe you talk to have Chumris in Tisha B'Av that you don't have in Tainas Sibur. So Memela, it's not a kasha. Maybe in Echanami Tisha B'Av it's also to Blahishan as Poem of Mayim, and Tainas Sibur you're allowed to do part of Yellow Ragam, and it's not a kasha, because when we said Ein Bein, we were only trying to say that the things that Tisha B'Av is more kuladik than a Tainas Sibur, not the things that Tisha B'Av is more common than a Tainas Sibur. Okay. Good Chayesh, everyone.
Good Chayesh. Good Chayesh.